7 o'clock here on WGLT Normal, Illinois. You know what time that's for. Welcome to Radio Muncie. Well, sir, here we are on Radio Muncie for another Thursday night right from the campus of Illinois State University, where it's just hot, hot, hot. 86 degrees and humidity is what? About 50%. But for this time of day, for the humidity to be up to 50%, that's pretty high. It feels like it. I was over at Ewing Park before I came here this evening, and the pitchers were bringing it, and the hitters were slugging it, and the and the outfielders were slapping leather on it. And I'm talking about the 12 and under softball league there for the girls. And boy, I mean, they were out there; they were giving it their all on a hot, muggy evening. And everybody is saying, well, if you think that's something, look at tomorrow. Heading for 92 tomorrow and 93 on Saturday. Now, the revised forecast with pretty good skies. That was Les Brown and his band, and a thing that Duke Ellington wrote called Drop Me Off in Harlem. And so I just asked somebody, drop me off uptown. And walk from Uptown Normal here to the GLT studios this evening to play a song that Les Brown really didn't know much about. He'd heard the song. He'd heard Ellington play it. But Les Brown heard George Shearing and his quintet playing it in a club one night. And he was just fascinated by the chord progressions that Shearing was using. So he asked him about it, and then he did the arrangement for his own band, Drop Me Off in Harlem. Well, you couldn't beat being in Central Illinois, because this is the weekend for the GLT summer jazz concert, free summer jazz concert, I might say, on Saturday night, and the weather's just going to be perfect for something like that. Everything good is right in your own backyard right now. So how's it looking in your backyard this evening? I hope you are observing it from somewhere cool, maybe with a cool drink in front of you tonight. Margaret Whiting did that. Margaret Whiting was a superstar in the late 1940s and into the 1950s. She was one of the first artists that Johnny Mercer signed when he formed Capitol Records, the famed record company in Hollywood. Her dad was a famed songwriter, Richard Whiting, and Maggie knew the music biz, knew the people in the music biz, and she was, she would have made it if her name was, you know, was Sarah Smith. Margaret Whiting, here on Radio Munson. We're just sitting around the GLT studios, which are almost vacant, almost totally vacant here this evening. So we're here to sweep out and mop up a little bit. Hand me that mop, will you guys?
ABCD, ABCDE, ABCD.
the summer of 1950, all the kids were going down to the soda shop and putting those nickels in the Wurlitzer jukebox to play that hit song by the Ames Brothers. We bring it back one more time here on GLT. On Radio Munson, I'm Don. My email address is don at, well, you know what? I'm going to give you an alternative email address. Hang on here, and I'll get that in just a minute. Here's Errol Garner. At the Seattle World's Fair in 1963, and just the way you look tonight. You're looking happy tonight, I'll say that for you. I noticed that going through McGraw Park, they were walking dogs out of McGraw Park on Bloomington's east side, and the daylilies were all out. All of a sudden, the daylilies have just, boom. I mean, it's just gorgeous. And as Bill Holman arranged for his own band, I think June is busting out all over. We'll be right back. saxophonist, arranger, Bill Holman with his band. June's busting out all over. Just look around you. Look around you. It's pretty obvious, it seems to me. It's a great month, isn't it? The month of June. Well, just because it's a June night, we're going to be paddling Madeline home here in just a few minutes. Here's a guy who came out of vaudeville, and they called him Old Banjo Eyes. And it's because he had these huge eyes. I mean, you couldn't look at Eddie Cantor without saying something about his eyes. And he, in 1929, actually, just right after the stock market crash, he lost all of his fortune. He had already a fortune in silent movies and was becoming a radio star. But he turned it around by recording this song for the month of June in 1929, and he never did look back. Old Banjo Eyes, sing it.
Every time I hear that dear old wedding march, I feel rather glad I have a broken arch. I have heard a lot of married people talk, and I know that marriage is a long, long walk. To most people, weddings mean romance, but I prefer a picnic or a dance. Another bride, another groom, another sunny honeymoon. Another season, another reason for making whoopee. The choir sings, here comes the bride. Another victim is by her side. He's lost his reason, 'cause it's the season for making whoopee. Down through the countless ages, you'll find it everywhere. Somebody makes good wages, somebody wants her share. She calls him Toodles and rolls her eyes. She makes him strudels and bakes him pies. What is it all for? It's so he'll fall for making whoopee. Another year, or maybe less. What's this I hear? Well, can't you guess? She feels neglected, and he's suspected of making whoopee. She sits alone most every night. He doesn't phone or even write. He says he's busy, but she says, is he? Is me? He doesn't make much money, $5,000 per. Some judge who thinks he's funny says you pay $6 to her. He says, now judge, suppose I fail. The judge says, budge, right into jail. You'd better keep her. You'll find it's cheaper than me.
Support for GLT comes from the Downtown Bloomington Association Farmers Market, bringing farm fresh, local produce and meats to the historic downtown square every Saturday morning from 7:30 to noon. The market also features flowers, plants, prepared foods, local art, and live music. Information at downtownbloomington.org. This is GLT. Thank you.
Boy, when Jackie Gleason did an album, he threw everything into it with the kitchen sink. He had kettle drums there, and he had a whole French horn section, and about 50 trombones and 50 trumpets, I believe, paddling Madeline home, as he hired George Williams to do his arranging. Here on Radio Munson, I put a picture of Eddie Cantor up on the Radio Munson Facebook page. If you check that out, facebook.com, Radio Munson. I'm Don, your barkeeper this evening, and boy, yeah, it's a tepid one. What can I get you?
Something cool. I'd like to order something cool. It's so warm here in town, and the heat gets me down. Yes, I'd like something cool. My, it's nice to simply sit and rest a while. Now I know it's a shame I can't think of your name. I remember your smile. I don't ordinarily drink with strangers. I most usually drink alone. But you were so awfully nice to ask me. I must admit it's very old, but it's simple and neat. It's just right for the heat. Save my furs for the cold. A cigarette. Be fun with something cool. I'll bet you couldn't imagine that I one time had a house with so many rooms I couldn't count them all. I'll bet you couldn't imagine I had 15 different beaux who would beg and beg to take me to the ball. I bet you couldn't picture me the time I went to Paris in the fall. And who would think the man I loved was quite so handsome, quite so tall. It's just a memory I had, one I almost forgot, 'cause the weather's so hot and I'm feeling so bad about a date. Oh, wait, such a fool. He's just a guy who stopped to buy me something cool.
June Christie, 1953. She had recorded an album called Something Cool, Pete Rugolo's band behind her. Boy, Maynard Ferguson was in that band, and Shorty Rogers, and Bud Shank and Bob Cooper and Barney Kessel was playing guitar. That was a great band. On the Radio Munson, that's what we need tonight, something cool, seems to me. Here's Tommy Newsom's band. And David Serres, vocal.
The summer wind came blowing in across the sea. It lingered there to touch your hair and walk with me. All summer long we sang a song and we strode the golden sand. Two sweethearts and the summer wind. Like painted kites, days and nights went flying by. The world was new beneath the blue umbrella sky. Then, softer than a piper man, one day it called to you. I lost you too, that summer wind.
David Serres with Tommy Newsom's L.A. band, featuring Ed Shaughnessy's drums. Those guys, a lot of those guys were playing in Johnny Carson's Tonight Show band at the time. On Radio Munson, I hesitated when I started to give my email address a while ago because I just remembered I'm having difficulty receiving mail at the GLT site. Mailbox. So let's use don.munson, M-U-N-S-O-N, don.munson at comcast.net this evening. Don.munson at comcast.net. Here's another great L.A. band. It belonged to the vibraphonist Terry Gibbs. And in the early 1960s, he was playing at a place called The Summit in Hollywood. And Manny Album had written this shouting chart on Duke Ellington's song called Main Stem, which gave pianist Pat Moran her only solo opportunity. Moran was the third woman pianist who had worked with Gibbs. The others were Terry Pollard and Alice McLeod, who later married John Coltrane. After Terry Gibbs' solo on Vibes here, Richie Kamuka comes in with a big bunch of tenor saxophone. And Conti Gondoli plays above the other trumpets at the end of Duke Ellington's Main Stem. I always thought this would be a... we ought to call the original segment of Constitution Trail in Bloomington. It goes from Bloomington up into Normal, straight north-south. Ought to call that the Main Stem, it seems to me. Until we do, this is the best we're going to be able to do, I think, right here. I think we... Yeah, here it is. Washington's main stem there with Terry Gibbs playing vibes, Pat Moran on piano, and Richie Kamuka playing tenor saxophone. Oh, and that was Connie Condoli and that high trumpet here on Radio Munson. We're going to do a little thing with the Basie Band coming up in a few minutes. Nat King Cole tonight with alto saxophonist Willie Smith, Rosie Clooney, yeah, Steve Tyrell, all coming up here among others. Here's Carmen McRae, an album she did in the mid-1980s, and it was really a great album. It featured a rhythm section of Eric Gunnison on piano, Scott Cawley on bass, Mark Police on drums, and John Collins, who'd played with Nat King Cole. He was part of the Nat Cole Trio, playing guitar, and Clifford Jordan's a guy playing tenor saxophone for Carmen McRae.
Tell me, why must you be mean to me? Gee, honey, it seems to me you love to see me crying. I don't know why I stay home each night when you say you phone. You don't, and I'm left alone, singing the blues and crying. You treat me coldly each day of the year. You always scold me whenever somebody is near. Dear, it must be great fun to be mean to me. You shouldn't, for can't you see what you mean to me? Say you're gonna phone, then you don't. And here am I all alone, singing the blues and crying. You treat me coldly each day in the year. You always scold me whenever somebody is near.
Support for GLT comes from Cefcu, the presenting sponsor of the GLT Summer Concert held in downtown Bloomington Saturday, June 11th. This year's lineup includes local Latin fusion band, the Brazilianaires. Details at WGLT.org. This is GLT.
A couple years ago, Hamilton star Leslie Odom Jr. wasn't getting anywhere with acting, so he applied for a job as a hotel clerk. He hasn't forgotten it.
I'm not going to be in Hamilton forever. Everything I work on won't have this kind of success, and so to remember applying for the hotel clerk, to hold that up at the same time as a moment like this feels right.
Leslie Odom Jr. on the next Morning Edition.
I'm John Norton. Join me for Morning Edition tomorrow, 5 to 9 on GLT, News and Ideas.
Unmistakable Basie, and Bill Basie playing a little sparing piano with his band and Billy Byers arrangement in 1962 of All of Me. Yeah, why not take all of me? Well, let's see here. It's 7:45, and we're cooking right along here. I'm going to do some Ellington a little bit later on. We've done a song or two written by Ellington. Well, we're going to do a couple of songs with his band coming up. And something from Nat King Cole, when Carmen McRae was singing back there, the guitar player was John Collins, who was, by the time in 1986, Carmen recorded that album, he was a veteran guitarist. He was a younger guitarist with the Nat King Cole Trio. Nat played piano, and Collins played guitar. And sometimes he had a drummer, sometimes he didn't. Charlie Harris was a bass player, and on an album from which we're going to play a track, Lee Young played drums. And also, Nat King Cole asked Willie Smith to come in and play alto saxophone, legendary alto saxophone player. It's called the After Midnight Sessions, the Nat King Cole After Midnight Sessions. Here's Nat King Cole.
Just me, let's find a cozy spot to cuddle and woo. Just us, just we, I've missed an awful lot, my trouble is you. Oh gee, what are
are your charms for? What are my arms for? Use your imagination, just see you, just me. Our tired lovers not around wonderful you. Just you, just me. Our tired lovers not, tired lovers not, tired lovers not around wonderful you.
Willie Smith's alto saxophone with Nat Cole's trio, and I don't know what year he recorded that, but it was a great album. It's called After Midnight Sessions, and he also brought in Harry Sweets Edison, play a little muted trumpet, and the jazz fiddler Stuff Smith, and Juan Tizol with his valve trombone. It was good stuff. I'm watching a fairly small but significant weather cell moving right down southward along I-39 and entering McLean County. I think it has a chance of maybe veering. The light rain is in McLean County. The heavy stuff is still a little further north. And I think it's going more southeast, south by southeast. And I'm guessing maybe it'll pass through maybe Pontiac area, maybe more likely Shenoah. In northeastern McLean County, there are no warnings or watches out. It's just a heavy thunder shower, and some of the lighter rain could traverse a part of McLean County at least. If you are the person who is just visiting our community, just happened to tune in, we worry about stuff like this. A little excitement wouldn't hurt. I mean, you're sort of bored out of your mind right now, aren't you?
It's 6 p.m., supper time in South Bend, Indiana. And you figure what the hell, you can eat in your motel. So you order up room service on the phone. And you watch the local news and eat alone. You gotta take what little pleasures you can find. When you've got sweet Kentucky ham on your mind, nothing but sweet Kentucky ham on your mind. It's 10 p.m., they're rolling up the sidewalk in Milwaukee. And the only place to eat is just across the street. So you sit there with a bowl of navy bean. And you turn the pages of your magazine. And you feel you wanna quit while you're behind. 'Cause you've got sweet Kentucky ham on your mind, on your mind. Nothing but sweet Kentucky ham on your mind. And you feel like you're forever on the phone. 10:30, let it ring. Dial again, same damn thing. And you're really getting hungry for some talk. Grab a shower, take a walk. It's 3 a.m. They're serving up Last Call in Cincinnati. But it's still a nighttime town if you know your way around. And despite yourself, you find you're wide awake. And you're staring at your scrambled eggs and steak. And you must admit your heart's about to break when you think of what you left behind. And you got sweet Kentucky ham on your mind, on your mind. Nothing but sweet Kentucky ham.
That's Rosie Clooney. Dave Frischberg wrote that song, jazz pianist and innovative guy. Sweet Kentucky Ham. Well, here's a rather interesting recording session. I forget what year it had. I think it was maybe 1999. Steve Tyrell was a younger singer at the time. His hair wasn't all gray. And he did an album that featured a song that Duke Ellington wrote called Don't Get Around Much Anymore. And he thought it would be fun to bring in a couple of great trumpeters. One of them is Clark Terry, plays a very expressive open trumpet, and the muted trumpet of Harry Sweets Edison. There it is.
Anymore. my mind's more at ease. But nevertheless, oh, I stir up memories. I've been invited on dates. I might have gone, but what for? It's awfully different without you. Don't get around much anymore. It's awfully different without you. Don't get around much anymore. Don't get around much anymore. I don't get around much anymore.